Hi guys, this is Christy Hammond, and this is my podcast for EDU 642 for Advanced Technology for Educators. This podcast would be about social, legal, and ethical issues in education technology. I will specifically be talking about plagiarism, sexting, cyberbullying, and fair use practices. Okay. So the first topic that I'm going to talk about is fair use practices. I thought it was interesting to get an actual true idea of the acceptable free use policy. I found the links to be very helpful, and I plan to share the information with other teachers so that we can all be informed. I think this is great information that everyone needs to be aware of, especially with the different assignments that we assign students to do that use technology. It's good to be aware and know exactly what the fair use policies are. Plagiarism. As a math teacher, I do not really have many issues with students plagiarizing, but it is our school and district policy for students to receive a zero on assignments if they do plagiarize. And the reason being is because prior to any assignments in which students may be required to quote a source or, you know, give information about the background of where they got their research, teachers have the obligation to inform and teach the students about plagiarism. Students are informed about this information, so hence the reasoning of their actual getting a zero on the information, because they actually sign a contract that says that they will not plagiarize on the assignments. And they are not able to redo the assignment. And I think it would be a good idea for the teachers to show the video that Dr. Tatum posted. It was very interesting. And it had very helpful and useful information. The next topic, sexting. As a middle school teacher, I have experienced many sexting issues. Both our counselors and our administrators have talked with our student body to discuss the seriousness of the subject. Even after these conversations, students sometimes continue to sext each other. At my school, there is really no major difference between the offense. Both male and female students sext just as much as the other group. We just try to make the students aware of the consequences of things that could happen when they sext and knowing what their responsibility is as a sexter. Cyberbullying. We have some issue with students cyberbullying. I feel as if students feel that because they do it online and maybe it may be away from school that they cannot get in trouble for it. In seventh grade, cyberbullying is a major issue. Our counselor has been very great about informing the students of the consequences of cyberbullying. It has just decreased somewhat, but it is still a major issue. And within our school and district, there's basically a zero tolerance policy for any type of bullying, including cyberbullying. I appreciate the general knowledge gained by watching all the posted videos, presentations, and podcasts. And the information has been very helpful. I hope my podcast has been short, interesting, and related to the topic of different social, legal, and ethical issues in education technology.